Blog Talk Radio.
I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat. How do you groove in it? You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. Hey yo, a tree grown in Brooklyn, I know you heard it before. Have you heard about the drawing that's painted over a wall on a mirror of a man that was destined to fall, but bedded all in red and recovered it all? Every thought, every dream, every goal, every praise, the frustrations that's mixed with growing pains. I'm a cactus, you a rose, my boy, we don't grow the same. The past is the past, I understand that we grow in vain. They know the name every time I'm in the space. I broke these Timbs in from 105th to 108th, from Clarkson to St. John's, even Park Place. Was in the park after dark on monkey bars, I've been the ape. I jumped off the stoop into different time zones. I made it through some things that had my mind blown. We going up in the green like the Dow Jones until the others moved in and tried to steal our brownstone. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat, how do you groove in it? You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose to it.
I had 10 toes down till I had a major split, thinking that it was a trick while laying down and sick. I admitted I was thinking about some crazy situations, seeking out accommodations just to alter conversations about my current vibes that were televised on repeat like a season of uncovered lies, trying to see the point of view from my third eye, cause this ain't it and now it's time to let my soul fly. So I had to pull the trigger, making moves to a figure, cause the math wasn't mapping. So I had to reconfigure all the pieces in my life to help me opposite of bigger, you know. New profession, building back my essence while my happiness is present in my actions, while I'm stepping off the stoop, well improved with the greatness I'ma do in this lifetime, extending my lifeline, moving through the city like I own it, like my timeline I'm going,
I'm
you
off
know
the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat, how do you groove in it? You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me, why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time, that's if you lose to it. Never lose to it.
Spiraling up, just like a rich nigga staircase. No fly zone, please stay the fuck out my airspace. Niggas say things behind backs that they wouldn't dare say. Know it's on sight when I see you, I'm working at Squarespace.
Yeah, top of the morning, I know that you thought I was dormant. Woke up early from shots that was swarming, a block from the ops, now the cops in the orbit. Cause somebody got popped, now they knocking on doors, trying to find an informant. But I ain't seen Nathan, I'm minding my business, as God is my witness. A weapon gon' prosper that's forming against me. Nigga, I'm starving immensely. Know when I'm done with these songs, you gon' miss me. John Moran, I'm on my grizzly. You niggas just cubs, but no, not the ones in the big leagues. After the fall off, I promise I'm coming and selling our Wrigley's. Nigga, I'm just a product of poverty, full of narcotics to profit off quickly. My family tree got a history of users that struggle with demons, not really the hustler instincts. Therefore often my pockets was empty, so while some of my partner was serving up racks on the corners of project assemblies. Me, I was starting to envy, wanna be on the top where it's plenty. Wanna be in a spotlight where every bitch want me, like Rihanna dropping new Fenty. What I see in the sky, the villas of silicon can't reach up too high evidently. Nah, shit, I can't reach up too high evidently. Never seen no one driving a Bentley. I can't be out here mopping up Wendy's.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path. And I done made it out, the struggle don't judge me. What you saying now? won't budge me, cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
Say what? The stuff that I seen got me traumatized. I let the K go when Johnny died. Swinging that motherfucker side to side. We don't participate, ain't with that squashy shit. All we believe in is homicide. I got a good heart, so I send teddy bears every time we make they mamas cry. I pray that my past ain't ahead of me, 21. When I'm in love, I love heavily.
Oh,
if you betray me, you dead to me, 21. I disrespect you respectfully.
Girl.
I got some partners who left this earth. Maybe the pain made it better,
oh, God.
Just know that they secrets is kept with me.
Oh, God.
I feel like the streets is in debt with
straight
me.
Up.
I gave my heart away to all the dog hoes, cause that's who accepted me,
21.
I blame my pops for that shit, cause if he didn't fail, he could've corrected me,
21.
Give all the props to my mama, cause no matter what, she always protected me.
Oh, God.
I promise you it ain't no checking me.
Oh, God.
Jump in the water, get wet with
straight
me.
Up. 21.
You on my money or wanna have sex with me? Can't let the odds or the law get the best of me. I get the answer and you get the test of me. I see chicken, you niggas is breasting me. Planted a seed, but it ain't a sesame. Can't let you niggas or bitches grow next to me.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my path. And I done made it out the struggle, don't judge me. What you saying now won't budge me, cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
Transform like this, perform like this. Wish y'all you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate. Then off your fucking head. This that puts a kid to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they call the tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. No murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African Americans than race has done in recent years.
I live about my DNA.
This
is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the Mecca, America. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. Out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor. Peaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather calls. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter, Brock wearing sandals. Yoga on the Monday, stretches in the banner. Watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate. Tell me when this shit ain't gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA.
We'll be right back.
word. What's the word, word? Yeah. Check. Just got word from my mans on the island. He said he needed guidance. Niggas on the streets is riling. He looked to God but can't find him. So he demands silence from the gland. Signs to sympathy, sympathy. Only thing plain is demand violence. No lying, niggas just won't let go. They iron. They wanna burn your molecules until you let go iron. Treat beasts like they let go lions. So don't iron. They get the wrong message. Wrong message. Put you on that long stretcher. Too much pressure. God bless you when it's semi-wetcher. They told me more dress up. I'm giving too many lectures, and I'm putting in too many effort in my nouns and verbs, like they gon' catch up, fuck what you must heard, but I done puffed enough herb, to be listening to young birds and dumb nerds, I got enough shit on my mind, so I don't need to be stressing and shine, fine, one day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to learn what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just wanna light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this.
Gotta collect call from up top. My cousin called me and whatnot. The motto never changed, it's still fuck cops. Went from having lunch in our lunchbox. Our lungs are hot whenever we puff pot. We touch blocks and end up having a dump shot. Well fuck that, ain't trying to live that life no more. My mind corrupted, but my heart is still pure. Gotta be brave, can't be afraid. Brave the ways, never matter when you catch the fade. Trapped in the maze, then your fate is your only escape. Fuck a priest's opinion, knock the hinges off of heaven's gate. Trying to share my cells with my mate, not share a cell with mate. Wrecking shit with my recklessness. The L get lit, that's when I start second guessing shit. Think about time and then I reminisce. What you thought you niggas could've fucked me over? Never nigga guess again. I'm streaks across me like pedestrians, and that's gonna be the end of it. Straight revoking your membership. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to know what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just wanna light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this.
Niggas wanna know what I'm about. I'm about blowing loud on the block 40. Glock 40 in the politician mouth. I take the competition, I'll commission with my composition. Who to get spitting behind the bars like a composition? Gotta give them time to listen. They'll soon bump to it, they'll like me. I kick it like Nike, they'll soon adjust to it. But if you hate, I know you must do it. I ain't mad at you, I keep my attitude on school. Know you're about to do it. I'm out for presidents to represent me. Your shit keep messaging me. Who the best is MC? They be mentioning me. Too hot, I be molesting the beat. Fuck mad, teach nigga. Smith and Wesson's off of the street. So first class be a lesson for me. But what you teach it for the regions. I fly it over regions, reaching all time highs, but Jesus can't reach it. Send to me and get the recipe to make you rest in peace. This is for my niggas, killers, $100 billets on the block and the rock spot. Glock cock, watching out for cops, all about they cheddar. Young guns know nothing that's better. Like fuck a prison letter. Those Berettas, letters to the letters. Relish fetishes, menaces. Want the senators, percentages. If you ain't prejudiced, you still a nemesis, smoking on the clematis, get open like a precedence. Now your presence is on the premises for them precedents. My city be the genesis for where they think the terror is. They linking terrorists from the start, they linking terrorists. They on that record shit, they leave you left for the dead. Kids don't play, they'll erase your head in the race for the bread. Children on the corner slinging some rag, popping some meds. Shakes me so deep in cover, they be chasing the feds. I be backstage, dripping haze, breaking my leg. My folks was making the best when they was snaking in bed. Motherfucker. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to learn what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just want to light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this.
You are tuning into The Fit with your girl Chantel and our guest host, Benny. The songs that I just played right now for you was Off the Stoop with J. Dot and Luminous, J. Cole, All My Life, DNA by Kendrick Lamar.
Of course, J. Cole.
And Hard Knock by Joey Badass. That song right there, even though it was last to say it was not the least, Joey Badass is a fucking problem. What is good? How are you?
Joey is a problem.
Definitely.
I'm good. How you been?
How have you been? It's been a while. Good. It's been a while since we've done this. It's been a while since I've done this.
Life is life. We push through it. That's what we do, right?
Yeah, so it's been a minute. It's great to be back on air. It's good to have you on the show. I was hoping for another guest appearance. We're missing Puma. Puma, you were definitely missed. We need you back on to do this one more time.
Puma.
But yes, so let's get it because it's been a minute. We talking shit. We playing good vibes, good music. We're going to touch down on the first topic, and this one is about Fat Joe. So,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, excuse me, Fat Joe says major
Salud.
Labels are Ponzi, thank you, are Ponzi schemes, and it says, look at me, I made it out. So, sources close to the situation tell Hip Hop Wire that Fat Joe is able to regain his masters from Atlantic Records after all this time. And that now the streaming profits are all his. So Fat Joe is looking back at his time spent on major labels with regret, comparing the setup to a Ponzi scheme that do anything but benefit the artist's bank account. The Bronx-bred hip-hop legend was recently the keynote speaker for the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything Festival and recalled being signed to Atlantic Records during the CD era of rap. Joe said his experience was constantly having to convince executives who knew nothing about the hip-hop culture to prop up his releases, and he ripped the hypocrisy of artists selling millions of records while only receiving pennies for the musical thoughts. He goes on to say that he reminisced, and not finally, you had to be like the Fugees who sold 30 million records to make a dollar. I was talking to J-Lo about it, and, you know, J-Lo's a megastar, and she was like, man, you know, these guys, they only give you this amount, and you never recoup, so it's a funny math. So I guess Joe says that after he dropped his 2002 album Loyalty, the Atlantic president called him the failure to his face, all because he was getting slaughtered by Jay-Z's Blueprint 2, Missy Elliott's Under Construction, and Mariah Carey's Charm bracelets off the chart. So he goes on. There's a lot more in this article if you guys want to read it. I just think that it was interesting because there's a lot of people who have said the same thing. He is not the only artist who has said that you get pennies off of these record labels, and that's why a lot of people nowadays are going on their own and being their own label and working off their own. So I do think that there is truth to what he's saying, and the fact that he gets to own his masters means that he makes all his money back. So what do you think about that?
There's truth to what he's saying, 100%. 100% truth as a person who does or has done music. There is truth, 100%. But, and it's a big but, because LL is out here claiming GOAT, right? LL has done his shit. Now, whether you like LL or you don't, LL was smart about it in the business sense where every damn single, after maybe Mama said knock you out, every single he released was a remix. And every single that was a remix that he released was more money in his pocket. LL was smart about it. Everything from the joint he did to the Jingle and Baby remix to what he did with Boyz II Men remix.
Hey Love.
Hey, Love.
So you're saying
yes.
Off of the remix he made more money off his remixes, is what you're saying?
Off of the regular single that the album was supposed to drop, he dropped the remix as a single instead of the regular single, and he made more money off of that. He did it the smart way. So with Fat Joe,
but
I mean,
No, but
look,
as an
I'm
artist.
From the Bronx. As an artist, do your homework. Follow LL's path as an artist. Follow LL's path. You get signed, drop a remix, but make sure, huh?
Or you be like, what kids are doing nowadays is they're on their own.
Go
they're their own person.
Go independent.
Go
yes,
independent.
Absolutely.
Do the independent route because I don't think that anybody at this point should be on a record label, especially because all they're going to do is take your riches and not give you shit for it. So he's smart. That's the one thing you can never take away. That's one thing you can never take away from a Fat Joe is that Fat Joe is a very smart businessman. And with that comes the fact that, well, I mean, to own all your own masters now, and anytime they play your song, that's in your pocket, that's genius to me.
But
he's 40-something years old. He's still got time. Well, tomatoes, tomatoes.
When LL did it when he was in his 20s, LL was ahead of the game with that. So he's just following a blueprint that LL did.
True, but I think it's better now than never. I mean, he's still very young, and now he can still make all that money back. So, I mean, that's just to go to show all these young games that you're so quick to jump onto a record label that ain't going to do shit for you. Be like Russ. Be like Logic. Be like J. Cole. Either start your own shit or be independent.
Can I say the originator of that whole shit? No matter if you like him or not, because I don't, but he's the originator of it. And I'll give him his due, because he's owed his flowers. Fuck Joe, fuck Logic, fuck all of them. Because the first person to do it that really made money off of it was fucking Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy did that before anybody.
Which is
Soulja
good.
Boy
I
did
mean...
that before anybody. And he was trash. He came out with you, but it was catchy. It jumped off, he made money, and he stood on it. Because before Soulja Boy, everybody was going through labels. Everybody was trying to still do labels. Soulja Boy was the first one that made the beat on some rinky-dink shit, did the song on YouTube, and then popped off. Soulja Boy.
True. Well, that was that. Let's move on. So we're going to talk about Swiss Beats.
Fuck
that
Joe.
We're going to talk about Swiss Beats.
I'm going to say that. Fuck that Joe. I'm from the Bronx. Fuck that Joe. Sorry. Not sorry.
You got it out? Is everything out? You're good now? Found it on your chest?
No. Fat Joe was trying to be the Puerto Rican Diddy. That's what Fat Joe was trying to do. He was trying to be the Puerto Rican Diddy. He's still trying to be the Puerto Rican Diddy.
Hey, I'm not mad at him. He's Puerto Rican. That's all that matters. So
I'm done now.
We're gonna talk about Swiss Beats. Remember DMX and the Rough Riders anthem? It's the 25th anniversary. Swiss Beats is always talking about. Swiss Beats is always talking about X. He never ever not talks about this man. So Swiss Beats has finally remembered his late friend DMX on the silver anniversary of the semi-annual Rough Riders anthem, which he talked about on social media today. Taking Instagram on Friday, May 5th, today, the super producer reflected on how the success of the classic track set him on a collision course with what would become his career, and in so doing, he paid homage to the late rapper. So he goes on to say, 25 years ago on this day, May 5th, 1998, my life changed forever. He wrote in the caption, that's how Rough Riders roll. On May 5th, 1998, Rough Riders dropped, can you believe it? 25 years ago, DMX lit up our screens with his mega talent, Hip Hop 50, Long Live My Brother DMX. And then he checks out the post below. So if you go on Instagram, go to his page, and you'll see the real Swiss is posted. Video of DMX. So I thought that was really dope that he's gone but not forgotten. He would never be forgotten in hip-hop, period. I think he is to touch one of the greatest as a Biggie or a Tupac. DMX has definitely made his way here. That's it. Like, I don't think for generations he's ever going to be forgotten.
No. So that was dope. I mean, between me and Sam, we're going to keep his name up. But I thought it was dope because Swiss has always been a believer in X. Swiss was his younger brother, as he dubs himself, and always pushed X. Everybody knows X had his demons, but what X did, two albums, platinum in 1 year, really, who else could say that?
Right.
Who else could say that? And on his second album, yeah, if you pay attention to his lyrics, he says, we doing this shit with old bars, with old verses.
Uh-huh.
X went platinum twice in 1 year. Two different albums. I mean, X was the problem, X was the truth, X had his demons. But it was dope because
I
appreciate...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
No, X just was definitely a person who was music for the soul, people who were hurt. I felt like that's where when he used to talk about, you know, he always brought God into it, and that was because I felt like he was a person that was supposed to be here. So you can hear him talk about his downfalls, his upbringings, watching what he went through. So he may not be like a lot of people's top fives, but he was definitely the person that people would listen to whenever they felt a certain way or going through something. He would resonate with him. So the last but not least, Swiss says, you know, I seen him in my dreams. He comes to me, and this was like super quick too. And he let me know he was good. And I'm the person that be like, he ain't come to see you. What you talking about? I seen him, I felt him, and I can smell. Like, I just couldn't hear him talk. So that was pretty dope. You could always go on the Breakfast Club. He talks about that too. So we're going to do one last topic for right now before we go back into the music. And this one's a new one. I just kind of threw this in there because I didn't even know that this had happened, but this was dope to me. So Method Man opens up to Kevin Hart about mental health struggles. I was in my own way. So, yeah, this is pretty dope, and I wanted to throw this in there real quick. So Method Man has opened up about his mental health struggles, talking extensively to Kevin Hart about his new methods of processing things. So on May 4th episode of Comedy Gold Mines, which is Hart's podcast on Sirius XM Radio, the Wu-Tang Clan rapper discussed how seeking therapy has benefited his life overall. He says, I was my own shadow, meaning I was in my own way. He said to the comedian, I had to get out of my own way. I saw that I cannot control the people around me, but I can control myself. One thing that stood out for me when I was younger, basically being a little dirty kid with nothing, no control over where I lived, what I ate, where I slept, but I had these sports, football, lacrosse, and there I had control and I was good at it. He continues to say, so I needed those little moments where I need to be in control of what goes on in my life. I had to look myself in the mirror and say, I'm tired of myself. I want better for me. I have more to contribute and start there. Self-check. Absolutely. If you don't, sooner or later, somebody else is going to check you.
I don't mean to pause you, but did he say when he said that in his life, was he grown already?
He was already grown.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's seeking therapy now. So it took him a long time. So, you know, Method Man is just the latest rapper to go public with his newfound thinking on mental health. In recent years, rappers have discussed their struggles more openly, even when it's inconvenient to do so. So one such rapper who recently opened up about his failing mental health was Designer. And that was another story, who opened up about admitting to himself into a mental health facility on what also served as his 26th birthday earlier this week. So I don't know, to touch base on that one really quickly.
I don't even laugh, but it's Designer. Like, it's Designer.
Well,
really?
the reason being is because Designer was caught on an airplane publicly, I don't know how to even say it, was taking care of himself. He was on a bunch of meds. Yeah, so he was on a bunch of meds. He wasn't thinking correctly. He was on an airplane,
and
they had to remove him.
He's doing a Mile High Club without going in the bathroom by himself.
For indecent exposure, yeah. So he also ended up, like I said, admitting himself into a mental health facility. So there's a lot of people now that, you know, rappers have to hold this this thing where they're, you know, tough and nothing that has gotten and, you know, has happened in their life has affected them. But then you look at people like Method Man, who grew up in the gutter, you know, had to pull himself out, had to learn a way to survive. And in that attempt throughout his years has kind of stopped him in a lot of different ways. And there is a show that he's on that he talks about that. So I thought this was really interesting. What do you feel about mental health with hip hop?
It is because a lot, when you say rapper, right, you personify a man. Most people do. Man. Mental health for men was a no-no. The fact that Meth is coming out and saying and speaking on it is dope because Meth is one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you don't know how to rap, listen to Meth. He'll teach you how to write a beat because dude was on anything. Fire. His voice stood out. His flow stood out. But the fact that he's coming out about it, designer, not so much.
But it's not even the point of designer. It's just the point of mental health.
Yes, mental health, 100%. And I think it's just dope that at this point, day and age, we can talk about men's mental health, where it was looked at as, yeah, right. Exactly. It was looked at as a negative. You're not supposed to cry.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You're a man.
You're not supposed to do
this.
You're not supposed to do that. You're a man. Suck it up.
Don't be no punk.
We rocks.
Yeah.
But
that affects men are human.
When you see women's posts, I want a man that's sensitive. I want a man. We're not told to be sensitive. We're not told to be this. We're taught to be a certain way.
Correct.
And the fact that
I think that's going to change the narrative. It's dope. It's going to change the narrative, and that's a good thing because I think this generation of people now are teaching our generation, the older generation, to be more vulnerable, to be more in your feelings, to be more open about the things that happen, because when you hold all that in, it just creates a turmoil inside, and that
100%.
That leads on to everyday life. That leads on to your family. That leads on to people. That just spills over to everything and everybody. And you don't see it because you think that's how it's supposed to be. But in time, you see that shit starts affecting you. So
As a man, therapy is okay.
As a woman, as a man, as anybody, therapy is amazing. It literally lets you see the outside looking in and how to handle things. So I big up to Meth because that took a lot, and to have that be out in the open just says a lot. But we're going to go back to the music, and we'll come back. Tune in. It's the motherfucking fix with your girl, Chantel, and Benny. We'll be back.
You're...
One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash coming in. Come get your man, this little nigga bugging me. Just see the bag, quit all that jaw jackery. Don't even pass me that, I don't want none of it. These niggas mad about it, had enough of it. Whoa, watch what you saying, how that popping and shaking. Got me hot as a laser, my posse dipping, I raiding. We act a fool for the paper, had a dream and I made it. El Camino, I'm dating, bitches guess over babe. Put the bread on me, bitch, bitch you bet on my bank it. Big it flat in the bank it, I might just roll out today. I might just roll out to Vegas, head back to my old ways. Cop a roof full of Asia hoes and you blow all day. Look at me, baby. Look at me, baby. Don't I look like a million? I'm about to clean out the safe. Don't I look like somebody that just be bodying everything? all that talking is great, but I don't be talking. I air it out, all the problems have gotten easy to bury. I'd rather drown him in Hendrix, I'd rather kiss on my Mary. I've been broke away longer than I've been rich, so until it levels out, I'ma take your mama to the Mary, I done wear it out. Took me so long to get it, gonna spread it out. Let them know all about me when I'm dead and gone. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash, bubbling. One in the hand, one in the hand. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash, bubbling. I'ma need all the fries you can give me, all the hot sauce, all the pie you can give me. Better be all or nothing, don't have me in the middle. You better be all you can, get high to the limit. Super fly for the Dumbo, plenty slides like a shuffle. Hit the cadence on my young bitch. Isaac Hayes, Billy Ocean, about the old hoe with the KC. Let my slippers at the function. It's hard to run a Gucci slide. She got that you say you didn't have a husband. I'm a stud, no cuckoo. Jackie Chan, no travel. Can't clean it with the beat. Blood dripping from the cutthroat. No, Lord, not me. I can never be the one you want to stuff for. Money, money, that machine. Guns, free the bell, got my soul. RIP the times that I was broke. After life in 9-11, folks. Matt Black, liquor clean. Dead presents in it, I'm a cooking up canard, waiting for the antidote. Running out of time, patience in his independent hope.
Go over here and empty your pocket.
I don't do that.
You're my prisoner, you do what I tell you. Get over here.
He's gonna get this.
Stay the fuck out of here!
One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubba. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubba.
Okay, you bubba.
Look at the cash, bubbling. One in the hand, one in the hand, one in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling.
Okay, you bubbling.
Look at the cash, bubbling.
So, me and my nigga Anderson decided to pull up to the club. You know, I don't even like going out, but when my nigga tell me pull up, I pull up easy. You know, had a little jeepski, you feel me?
Yep.
Oh, shorty, some little joints in the line or whatever.
Yep.
Let's just see what it's talking about tonight, man.
Trying to beat up a little bit?
Yeah, okay, two friends and they both tens, looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite.
Okay, the last time we tried that, it didn't end well. Plus you never know the story that they friends tell. And off the brown liquor, nigga feel like Denzel.
Out in Washington, in the D.C. with a chocolate bitch. Little freak bitch, get geeked off erotic shit.
So what you do?
Shut the club up like Sayaka.
Man, that's that other shit, paying child support through the government. Joint custody weekends, you
man,
can't touch the kid.
I love this bitch. We gon' travel and fill up the bucket list. How about 10 kids on the ranch on some southern
you
shit?
You mean sucker shit. Slaves to the pussy since you discovered it. 10 bands on Chanel purse, that's bad budget. Plus you niggas always together as mad smothering. You simping over bitches, I never thought it would come to this.
Why you always mad? I just wanna have fun with it. The winners ain't bad when you cruising in the summer with two friends and they both tens, looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite. Two friends and they both tens, looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds,
yeah,
we can all get a bite.
See, I'm not trying to be overbearing or give you a lecture. I just want you to see this shit from a different perspective. See, every hoe is a dog, and every dog has his day. You can't be loving on every mutt that be falling astray.
My nigga, watch what you say. How you blocking the way? You just talking, nothing's coming from a logical
man,
place.
Man, I'm kicking knowledge today. You getting brolic today. Why you paying her son tuition?
Cause I'm his father today.
Okay.
Two friends and they both tens, looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite. Two friends and they both tens, looking nice. Too bent, I should call it quits, but I'm not. No chances, we all dance in the night. Tell me what's the odds, we can all get a bite.
So just like that, me and my dog AP had us a good ass time, man. It's always a fly night with my boy AP, especially when we got two tens.
If I get rocked, this shit for my kids, nigga. That real shit. talking about bricks and yayo, halves and quarters, four and a half and half. You do the math, swing past and scoop up your daughter. She wanna roll with a thug that rap. You do the math, he don't blast in my stats in order, man.
Man, let me get him free. Cold, never slacking, man. Sipping in the black rain, faster than a red ghost, getting ghost of Pac-Man. One time, know I got a knack to get that change. Leader of the black gang, R.O.C., man. Bang like T-Mac, ski mask, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses, cause three bears sticking out. Y'all don't wanna witness shit, we squeeze hammers, man. Full of freeze by you, like Louisiana, man. But I gotta be Sienna, man. So I move keys, you can call me the piano, man. Rain, sleet, hell, snow, man. Slang, dough, E, hydro, man. No, B.C. in the third lane. Ram still praying, working on my nerves, man. Like, son, you gotta get your soul clean before they blow them horns like Coltrane. But still, I cry tears of a hustler, wipe tears from my mother, pull out beds for our brothers. That's the bubbles, make beds for the babies, suck kids under covers, buy cribs for their mothers. Shit, I probably be wildin' with they father, Thomas Robin, telling Najma that I'm riding for a father. That's like my brother, like same mother, different father. Any problems, dog, know I got it. And still we grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. So crack in the alleyway, still gauge back Marcy and Dollar Day. Real gangsters make hood holiday. They ain't thinking, but we still pay homage, man. So cool, sunny, looking like Big Mama's, man. Tell the gang I never break my promise, man. Man.
Ocean, like to drink and smoke some Doja, and I feel like smoking, plus she good at charming cobras. I feel like I'm chosen, but she ain't the only one, no. Got the chick I call Acacia, she be acting bougie, then she came through and tied me up. Now she just a groupie, got the aura of the mafia. Her friends wish they knew me, but they ain't the only one, no. What they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. I've been at this shit for 9 years. Now they start to call. I'm a DIY pioneer. They tryna get involved. Yippee-ki-yay, got to set the job. I'm probably the only one. Correct when you approach me, I can size you up, taking all the shots like Kobe, almost 81, guess I got to play the goalie, and go and save me some, I'm probably the only one, hey, hey. What they want, dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want, what they want, y'all ain't fooling me at all. Wants my money, I'll tell you who I don't fuck with. Who's pulling strings, I'm just pointing out all the puppets. What I'm demanding is fucking up all the budgets. I'm smart as fuck, they be talking like I'm the dumbest, but I know what they want from me. Dollars, lot of stock in me. It ain't nothing personal, it's business and I'm a commodity. But honestly, Pop-Up will be turning in his grave the day I let someone else become the boss of me. When there's a boss in me, I'll be damned. What they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all.
You welcome back to the fix. so forth. I'm unmuted. Hey, listen. Welcome back to The Fix. We're trying to make sure.
Did you not
Chantel,
hear anything?
Not now, never, nothing, because
oh my God,
I text you.
I'm so, Jesus, I'm so
I
sorry.
I text you, and I told everybody, hey, sometimes AirPods act up, so you know what I'm saying?
I apologize. I had this whole thing. My bad, y'all. I'm so sorry. So, yes, I was trying to break down everything. So let me go back to the beginning since I fucked that all the way up. The songs that we played were Bubbling Anderson Paak, Core Day 210, What We Do by Freeway, and What They Want by Russ. So I was jumping into the topics. I was in a whole zone. I was jumping into the topics, and I was talking about how Cassidy broke down the difference between Drake and Kendrick Lamar's rap styles. So Cassidy has provided his opinion on many rappers throughout the years, and now he weighs in on the differences between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. During an interview with Vlad TV that was posted on Wednesday, the acclaimed battle rapper answered a viewer-submitted question where he compared Drizzy and K-Dot. To me, when you read this article, there's nowhere in hell where he even compares Kendrick at all. But okay, he says Drake throughout the different times has used so many different styles. I don't know where he'd be getting all these different styles from or who would be responsible for the styles or who be coming up with the styles, but he got a lot of different styles, though. He continues, sometimes, you know, I might hear Drake rhyme one syllable, and then sometimes I might hear Drake come on the verse and rhyme 4 to 5 syllables and piece it up clean. So he does all types of different shit. When he goes on to touch about Kendrick, he just says, with Kendrick, I don't know that style completely, but I feel like everybody makes a mistake. He said, and that's what I'm going to do on my podcast. So I guess he's promoting his podcast. And he's like, we'll go over people's styles. You won't see me just break down Drake and Kendrick. It has to be a specific song. So to me, when I read this verse, I really wanted to hear his input on what he thought about Kendrick Lamar's style. And I don't think he gave me that right here. So I was kind of disappointed because I was really wanting to see what Cassidy, because Cassidy, you know, can spit. So to me, I just felt like he was going to have a really good input on both. But he didn't give shit. It basically was shit.
But you felt like he was going to give you some good things?
I felt that I was going to honestly hear his take on what Drake's style would be considered and what Kendrick's style. So I felt like I was a little let down on that because that's what I was expecting from him. And when he talks on Kendrick, there's not much you have to say. And that's what kills me because Kendrick is an intricate rapper. Kendrick is a poet when it comes to that. So I felt like you could have gave him more in-depth answer than just saying, I don't know that style. So that shit just blew me. But I would love to hear what people think about, like, what Drake rap style is versus Kendrick. I think Drake, for me, I would say real quickly, Drake's rap style is, he's a biter, so he uses a lot of different styles from a lot of different people. Not taking away the fact that he's made some great-ass fucking songs, he's topped the charts, he's produced a lot of, like, he's done his own shit. I give him his props for that. But Kendrick is just a different beast in his own lane. And Kendrick is different with his style, with his flow, with his delivery, with everything. So to me, it's just like, you should have had way more for Kendrick than you did for Drake. So
for me, Drake is Mr. Monotone. He is the Keith Sweat rapper of our era. Drake is straight monotone and so on and so forth. Kendrick's a problem. People don't understand. Kendrick's a student of the game. And part of being a student, whether you like Eminem or you don't, Eminem showed people what it was to shift your voice, do this, do that. Kendrick is a student. Kendrick took that. Kendrick took what Eminem did and took that. And Kendrick ran with it. This is why Kendrick don't sound the same on like 3 tracks. Like, who the fuck is that? Oh, that's Kendrick.
It's always different. Yeah.
Kendrick is different. Kendrick is a... All right. So if J. Cole, your baby daddy, right? J. Cole, your baby daddy, which I love J. Cole. I love J. Cole. But if J. Cole is an instrument between then and now, Kendrick got a PhD in here and now.
For sure.
Kendrick is nice. Kendrick knows how to manipulate his voice and go forth.
I do want to, once we get Puma back on and we have, like, all of us together again, I do want to, that would be a dope and interesting concept to kind of break down people's styles and see what we think with different rappers. I think that would be something that we can put into the show because it definitely is interesting to hear what everybody thinks about how people flow, how people deliver bars.
Real shit, yeah.
Just a little bit of everything. So I think that's something that we're definitely going to touch on. But I think Cassidy really failed that fucking one, and I'm real disappointed because that's probably why he never made it.
Hitman is trash.
That was it. So, I mean, he had a couple hits and that was it. But we're going to move on because I lost a couple minutes on mute. My bad, John.
Fuck Cassidy. I'm going to say that. Fuck Cassidy.
It's me. But Bay the Butcher speaks on Conway, the Machine, and West Side Gunn's relationship. So there is an article, and a lot of people have been talking about this. This has been a thing with Griselda, which is sad to hear, because Griselda is one of the most beloved and revered rap groups of this generation. But the Buffalo Trio haven't been rocking together for quite some time, allegedly. Rumors have it that Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher, and West Side Gunn aren't on the best of terms as of late. Taking a minute to address the rumors about the friction within the group.
Real quick. Benny the Butcher, Common the Machine, and who else?
Conway the Machine and West Side Gunn.
Okay.
That's the trio. Nobody knows West Side Gunn.
West Side Gunn is the blackest out of the two, out of the three.
West Side Gunn is his own beast in his own way.
Yes,
You're smoking sticks.
Yes, but no.
If you're a true Griselda fan,
Conway got the attention of M. Benny's been doing his shit, right? On Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Benny's been doing his shit. We know who Benny is. We know who Conway is. But the third Fulio has not been pulling his weight to let people know who he is.
Actually, he has. So when it comes to Griselda, all three have been pulling their weight because I'm a Griselda fan. I listened to them when they first came out. My favorite is Benny the Butcher by all, hands down. But Conway the Machine has a lot of great
Conway's
hits.
Nasty.
His music.
Benny's
and it's not
nasty,
so much
but
his lyrics,
who's the third dude again?
His lyrics are super, super dope.
Who's the third dude again?
It's West Side Gunn.
You see why I asked that, right? Because he's not pulling his weight.
He definitely is. I'll show you a bunch of West Side Gunn songs
he's
that are
on. He's not doing
that are
what
super
Conway
dope.
Has done. He's not doing what Benny has done, though. He's not. He's not on the
That's
same
your
level.
Opinion. That's your opinion. But as far as them three go, they're a problem in itself. And two, for me, I feel like all of them are dope in their own way. Everybody has their favorite within
dope.
The trio. My favorite is always going to be Benny. Benny the Butcher is by far my favorite rapper, hands down. Conway just has the dopest fucking beats. He uses a lot of the old samples from the 70s. West Side Gunn is just a beast within himself. So
West Side Gunn is still unknown. Fuck him. Sorry.
Going back to the topic, taking a minute to address the rumors about the friction within the group, namely Conway and Westside, on the Math Hoffa's My Expert Opinion Benny the Butcher clarifies that he doesn't know about any animosity between his family members, as he keeps in touch with both of them, and nothing ever comes up about any kind of hostility towards one another. He goes on to say, to be honest with you, I don't know what it's about, because I'm in the loop with the both of them, and whatever is going on, I know they was talking, same thing, I called, they checking on each other. But this is what I want to say to the world, remind you that these are my cousins, like real life cousins. This ain't the first and it won't be the last. So continuing to point out that there isn't a rift between Conway and Westside, Benny reminds people that the two men were just overseas together for the visuals to quarters, for which Benny wasn't even a part of. So you see them niggas together in Paris. I wasn't there. I was like, the fuck you guys didn't call me for? So just to put it out there, everybody's glad to hear that Benny Conway and Westside are still on the terms and were waiting for a new Griselda project that they always seem to get teased about when they go and collaborate on each other's solo albums. So that was pretty interesting to read, because that has been a
rumor. Well, communication is great.
Quite some time.
We know communication is great. And Westside didn't do that. No. You're not on the same level as Khan or Benny. You're not. Sorry. You're not.
All right. Well, I'm glad you feel that way. But that wasn't even the damn topic at hand. You're going real hard for that. So
well,
we're
why you
want to
sit here and bitch about it? Oh, my God. I didn't talk to them. Oh, my God. Oh, I already talked to my... Shut up.
But that's not
shut
what
up.
They
you're
were
done.
Bitching about. No. You're missing the whole point. It was the rumors that was going on that they had broken up and they were all at odds with each other. That was what was going on. Now, because everybody started to do their own solo albums. So people started to assume that they were all at each other's necks. That's why Benny was just clarifying the fact that that's not true, that they're cousins in real life, and that they go through their ups and downs. It's kind of like Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang used to always go back and forth with each other. There's now... That's the great part. That's the great part with Wu-Tang, that Wu-Tang has some videos out right... Wu-Tang has some videos out right now that they show that they were fighting all the time. That they were always talking about money. It's always a fight. So I think that's like now a documentary, if I'm not mistaken, on Showtime.
No.
We're gonna move on to the next. So we're gonna play some music.
Westside's the
wackest. Come back.
He's the wackest one.
With
he's the wackest
men.
One. I'm sorry, you gotta go. You like you guys, bro.
Queensbridge, baby. No doubt. Not niggas I really met through music shit. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story told fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred surviving, you know. Welcome home, Ronnie Bunce, and love the callie. That boss ordered us lobster tails late night in 40. We was out there trying to rid the stress. Had a beat tape from Stretch, rest. Black tech, black vest, the master dark aura. We hit the city deep in the explorer. Looking at the source, wish I was the cover story that was coming shortly. Cars back then had broad packed in. Rest in peace, a few good men, the guard star Kim. I pop a bottle, we not promise tomorrow. Showing love is the motto. Flick the cowboy hat, strapped like desperados. They lit went out the chamber, no iron fired in a vegetative state. When that man China died, stomped out on 12th Street. Memory fails me, heard homie was a real G. That's what they tell me, I was the one to run through the functions. No funny acting, and it was me that introduced many to money bags. And Grandmaster Vic, the DJs, Disco Twins. From the towers to Promenade, host a party up at Starless, ain't no queens in the house. No beef for rivals, they playing either a title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I take over like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing, I had to hold it down for Queens, cause I overvalue fiends. Shout to Brooklyn all between. Hoods be overlapping, subways be stacked. And I ain't been on a train in decades, and I can still hear the wheels on the track. Feel the beat break, serial deface for dick. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. There's still a lot of ways to manage the life expectancy average. The future of our next generation ain't been established. Conflicted by some of the same patterns that had us. Money and social status, tell me what really matters. So who are you when they turn up all the cameras? With me, you know the answers. Go ask Tony Bennett. Terrace on the Park, they gotta know. DJ Clue, Envy, and Camilo.
Well, I'm almost beautiful queens in the house. When you see me at awards or a popular place, I see chains shining, I wanna stock it over my face. Coordinated, try to see me by some popular names. For a second, I'm on some shit like it was back in the days when dudes would really put that thing onto your ribcage and pull a switchblade, do anything, it's the bridgeway. But I ghost through, roll through, just sold out the O2. Piece on my neck, in a high-tech polo suit. Drove down Van Wyck, Coliseum and Stan Smith. Tan Blick in the desert, brick town where my mans live. Not niggas I really met through music shit. If these are real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred surviving, you know. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I'm on some shit, boys, make it a classic tonight. That money getting burrowed by that action, that's right. Thunderous,
what up, Sunny Dun Dun?
Mad Thunder,
okay now.
Manhattan keeps on making it,
yeah.
Brooklyn keeps on taking it,
yeah.
Bronx keeps creating it,
yeah.
And Queens keep on caking it. Shouts to the West Side, to the Sixth Borough, Far Rock, South Side and North Side.
On my same old high, pay the bills off. Get my little squirrels up, get my little thrills off. Sacrifice my life for one son would kill for. In a city where they kill till it don't feel wrong. Let the enemies friends before we fell off. Thinking all the times we link how we ain't built more. Could've built schools with all the walls that we put up, or housing that our hood can afford. Dead in these streets, these youngest trapped like it's real war. Pill your cat, will scrant, willing why they peel off. Got 12 pulling up ready to kill us all. Was just on my way to work, now I'm up against the wall. Ain't got nothing on me, let me go and flip me off. Number one of them days, guess I'll try again tomorrow. I'm no role model, ain't no him to follow. Plus, every born leader must learn when to follow. No time to wallow, either swim or swallow. Ducking hollow tips, spilling bottles. My trees tropical, like the Galapagos. Vivid scenes and dreams of all the places I could go. Until these moments turn, they pull me in and bring me way back. Sometimes might even wanna stay back in, but that ain't how it goes, no. Gotta let it go and push forward. Gotta let it go and push forward. Everything can't come with you, that's just how it goes. I look up in the sky, take a look inside. I close my eyes. This life a compilation of moments and dreams. When you look closer than it seems, there's no in between. Sometimes I feel you with me while I'm all lonely and scheming. I love it when you hold me, I cope with my demons. Even trust you watching over me while I be sleeping. If you a dream, you the sweetest, I'm joyous to see. Warm and regal, pretty pussy with the moon in your eyes. To bring truth to the light, you can see through the lies. Sometimes I toss through the night, that trauma creep on my spine. But I thank God for the plight, cause it be keeping me wise. See through the gossip and light, to keep the seeping inside. I keep my feet in the field, I keep my teeth to the sky. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I wish that I could fly to make a flip and cop a plane ticket, kick it in the sky. Wavy John gon' pick me up into the ocean, we gon' slide. Skinny dip and dive in it just to know that we alive. Until these moments turn, they pull me in and bring me way back. Sometimes might even wanna stay back in, but that ain't how it goes, no. Gotta let it go and push forward. Gotta let it go and push for. Everything can't come with it. That's just how it goes. On and on. Until these moments turn to memories and pull me in and bring.
love of money, people do anything and everything just to get it by any means. But you gotta love it, love it, love it, love it.
Surprise, nigga. New Dylan Amazon.
Yeah. But I love it here, just think if I wasn't here. My uncles and cousins here, my struggles and come ups here. We sense the trouble near, you bubble, we double dare. The block is ours and we don't wanna share. But I love it here, just think if I wasn't here. My uncles and cousins here, my struggles and come ups here. We sense the trouble near, you bubble, we double dare. The block is ours and we don't wanna share. Yeah, for real, real talk right there. Drive-bys, windows bust out, bullets put in the lawn chairs. From a block over, sounding like Little John snares. Life's gotten colder, I'm revealing a smirk. I'm hustling, not a job when you feel you at work. Mama told me keep my brain in them books. I grew up learning, only way you earning is becoming famous or crooks. And since schools never taught us to be entrepreneurs, and we don't have patience to make money off of computers. We live a fast life with officers and shooters. Get stars, strip bars with bras, take bras off of they hooters. Such an ugly game, why I look beautiful from afar? You in prison wishing they was removing you from the bars.
Yeah, me and Speed up in this nigga. Now I'm ran black milk. We all feel. Might be posed, same clothes we had on before, but yeah, we feel. Ain't nothing but hood rats over here. Got a little gut, but still. It's all good.
Yeah. You're tuning into The Fix. We'll be back right after this song.
Dropping on them, dropping on them. I'ma hit you up with an exclusive beat nut joint. Got you froze like gunpoint. Bitch niggas getting drowsy, dropping to their knees like frosty. Shout to my queen's posse from Northern Boulevard, straight up junction. My system got to be in full function to the max. Doing 90s, relax. Down Roosevelt, Heineken between the laps. But dead that issue, time rip you like tissue and pull you up and wipe my ass with you. Good, make sure you understand. Understood?
Hustle banging jargon, through your jungle at a bargain. I'm hydro sparking, juggling babies down like Barnum. You clowning, claim the grip of blow so tight. I humble pros who go thinking it can't happen tonight. What better time than now? Make you a distant memory. My pedigree specializing cheddar cheese. I'll forever be the architect, constantly to build my conglomerate. Construction with bricks to get us cribs and apartment at the parliament. Drugadelic, the flashlight. One nation under grooves on a beat and a flight. So get the funk right. You the skunk type will spark dreams. I like Cambodian, grown by the Vietnamese, while getting blown by a Philippine queen who strip tees and seeing figures bleed like the final Godfather scenes. Now the faculties throughout the world and nut watchers take notice. Chief General Gab, gotcha.
Time up quick, light them up quick, get the ends. Yo, I never had too many friends. Money men, keep a low key. You gotta have the stash remotely, away from the family and coke. Against smoke, provoke me. I never let the chocolate choke me. I know what it mean to be broke, B. You joking me? That shit is over like those leather front pullovers. Them Gucci hats and them hot rod Chevy Novas. Give me a chauffeur, a 20-foot leather sofa. I feel the feds getting closer to Tosa. Round the head where it's supposed to B till I D-I-E or Cosa Nostra.
Girl Chantel, Benny, and I have another guest on the line. So before I throw both of them on right now, I'm going to let y'all know what I just played. So I played Done by Nas, Push Forward by Logic, Love It Here by Elijah, and Bless the Mic by The Beatnuts. So I'm going to bring in all my guests. Hello, 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 wonderful people.
Yeah,
can y'all hear
you,
me?
You played that song by The Beatnuts, so come on, son.
It was a quick
I'm happy
quick
in Chicago, you know who The Beatnuts are, but damn, that one?
That was my dad's favorite group, and secondly, that was my quick turnaround. Don't judge me. Do we have Chucho
I'm
online?
Not judging. I love the fact your dad loved The Beatnuts, but Chucho!
What up, man? Relax yourself, man. You talking too much.
you shut your face.
You talking too much.
It took you
Welcome
long enough
back.
To get here.
Thank you for joining us on The Fix, which is all things hip-hop. Chucho, I know we've been trying to get us all three on the air just to kind of talk about some shit, just to vibe out to some music and then to just touch base on things. So you're jumping in at the kind of almost towards the end half of it. We've touched on a couple topics, but we're going to go straight into a couple more. So we want to hear both of your guys, you know, what y'all feeling, whatever else.
Chucho
so
loves
go to
improv.
The last...
I love improv. Let's go.
My apologies. Right. I don't know what the topics are, but yeah.
I'm going to give them to you, and then you just let me know what you feel about it. So Nori backpedals from comments on Joe Budden's podcast that responds to Cameron. So
ooh, okay.
It looks like Nori doesn't want
I didn't see
any.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that on the list with everything else. But it looks like Nori doesn't want any smoke. The Drink Champs co-host and rapper denies making fun of Cameron's show on the Joe Budden podcast. As spotted on Complex, the Queen New York native was almost caught in the crossfire between the Diplomats rapper and Joey Jump Off last week. Killa took to social media and posted a clip of the Drink
Champs
host talking
rather. Who the fuck called Joe Budden Joey Jump Off?
So that's what they said in the article.
I'm sorry.
Champs host talking rather greasy with Joe Budden about other rappers launching shows. You know what's crazy? I'm looking at these rappers trying to do shows now. You know, rappers from our era, and they're failing, he said during the interview. They're doing sports shows. They're doing comedy shows. They're talking about, yo, I'm up. I'm just doing this for fun. No, you're not. This comes from Nori's mouth. Then Cameron comes out to say, damn, at Nori, told you I couldn't trust you, LOL, I'm just fucking with you. But what other rapper from the 90s got the sports and cooking show? You know you might meet for life, but your man Ho Budden threw you under the bus on the very next episode. Said he didn't know who you was talking about. I don't give a fuck how his numbers is, and I'll stay away from the crackhead. So what do y'all think about the little beef between... You know, Nori starting shit, talking shit, because, you know, Drink Champs is bringing in the numbers and not everybody else is trying to do a podcast or a show.
I'll let you talk first. Go ahead.
Why do I got to talk first, man? Look, this is straight. I just think that, all jokes aside, Nori's been doing this shit for a while, man. And
right.
He's been doing it for a minute, and Cameron's got this new thing with he's got this new thing with Mace, man. He's trying to do sports and shit. Like, I don't know what they're trying to do over there. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what Cameron's trying to do. I have no idea what Cameron's trying to do. I don't know what lane he's trying to jump on, but when it comes to Drink Champs, you can't fuck with.
You can't. I agree. What do you think, Benny?
I think in Cameron's words, it would be story. Dory. I'm trying to do the gym champ shit. Corey. Like, fuck him with his... No, Cam could shut the fuck up. Nori got that. Nori got that lane. Nori made...
Look.
Real
the fact that
good
fact
progress
that Cameron,
with that lane.
Yeah. Yeah, Benny,
but Cam is jumping on coattails right now.
No, all I'm saying is the fact that Cameron is trying to do a show with Mace and they trying to do a sports show. I think they trying too hard, man. I think.
Come on, yeah.
I don't think it's gonna. I'm gonna be honest.
It's horrible. Have you seen that show?
But
Look. Coming from the Bronx.
That's my point.
I'm gonna say this. Coming from the Bronx, when cable was still really in effect, we had some BX 69 News where we had to turn into a channel, and it was just people, you know, like coming on that were trying to do something. It was low budget shit. That's what Cam and May Show remind me of.
But
Nori's, Dave Chappelle is behind Nori's Drink Champs. Shut up, Cameron.
I don't think Cameron was talking. I think Nori was sparking the flame, though. Nori knows that his show makes money. So I think for me, Nori was just trying to be a bully because he knows that everybody who's tried it other than Joe Budden is the only one that he can honestly say has continuously kept up with podcasting. He may have failed on a bunch, but he's still relevant in podcasting. Nobody likes him, but he's still there. People like him because he's a fucking narcissist.
Okay.
And that's why they fuck with him. So hold on. So when it comes to Cameron trying to make his own shit, I feel like No, you're fine. Cameron's just the type. Diplomats are very, very fucking extra. So I just think that he was just, you know, lighting the fire.
Manby,
Pamby.
Pamby. Yeah, no. Sorry, Chantel. Go ahead.
We're going to move on. So the next one. Tupac, Dear Mama.
Wait, Mo. No. On your point, I don't think Nori was a bully. Because everybody knows Nori was a special ed student in hip-hop. And everybody loved Nori because Nori brought that energy. But Nori also knew his lane. Cam,
but
Nori's
a genius
first came out,
that.
When Cam first came out, Cam was a problem. And then
he was
Cam
never a problem.
Mother
Cam was
Goose
always
shit.
The slowest rapper.
Mace is the slowest rapper.
I'm not a Cam fan. I'm sorry.
Me neither.
I'm not either.
I'm not gonna say fuck Harlem. I'm just gonna say I'm not a Cam fan.
Fuck
you know
him.
You're not.
When Cam first came out, Cam was a problem. It was Murder Cam, 100%.
Never.
He was a problem when he first came out. When
he was
started doing the Mother Goose rhymes. When he started to spit the Mother Goose rhymes, it's like, nigga, shut up.
You're smoking sticks, because that dude was never a problem. Cam was the weakest in the bunch.
No. When he first came out, Cam was an issue.
He was
black, too.
Look, hey, Ben.
I'm not a big Cam fan.
Wait, Benny, you gotta let other people talk. Let me ask you a question. When he first came out.
Benny, let me ask you a question.
Law and order.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Chicho.
I'm gonna ask Benny a question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, was you rocking the all white fitted with the pink brim?
Never.
Okay.
But wait. Do you want to hear a funny story, though? A quick one. So my man from Harlem, my cousin from Harlem that I spit bars with, had a man that went in and had pictures of Cam sitting on people's laps with lipstick. And when he came out, Cam was rocking pink.
I thought you was in favor. That's why I'm just talking.
No. This is why I said.
This is why I said Cam before, when he came out.
No Cam before. No Cam after. Cam is the weakest of the bunch.
But when Cam came out after and spit murder. Cam. I mean, the beat was hot, but dude, you can't do that.
You can't stick your Mamby Pamby rhymes
on that shit.
Definitely
yeah,
do that.
No.
So, Tupac's Dear Mama FX series earns perfect ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. So Tupac, new Dear Mama saga of Tupac Shakur docuseries has received a perfect 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes and comes after the FX series already shattered TV records. The new perfect score was unveiled on Friday with critics such as Time, Variety, The Hollywood Reporter praising the sensitive approach to Tupac's legacy taken by the director of Alan Hughes. So I haven't seen it. I've been wanting to see it. I just felt like I've kind of seen everything about him, so I was kind of being a little bit, you know, one-sided about it.
But biased.
It goes on this, yeah, a little bit biased. One of the most thorough, sensitive portraits I have seen of an artist who has been longer than he was alive, wrote by Time, and one of the most remarkable women who created him. The five-part docuseries focuses on the mother-son relationship between Afeni Shakur, a revolutionary and the member of the Black Panther Party, and Tupac Shakur. The series premiered on April 21st and, in turn, was the most watched premiere episode for one of the unscripted series in FX 28 years of history. So I think that's pretty dope. I haven't seen it. Give me 1 second. I'm almost done. So if you guys want to go ahead and watch it, it's on FX. If you guys want to see the trailer, you can go on YouTube and I'll show you the official trailer. But yeah, I guess this is making huge, huge numbers. And so go
ahead. Okay.
So
in my retrospect, like Pac was dope. Pac was dope. 100%. Like you had other artists do a book of your poetry, Concrete from a Rose from the Concrete. That was dope. It was fucking fire. But I'll say this. I know Pac's
quick.
I've seen it. I've heard it. He said it. We've watched it. I was alive doing it. You know what I'm saying? If they decided to come out with a series of DMX's life, that would eclipse what they did with Pac. It would eclipse what they did with Pac.
Well, that might be in the making. Trisha, what do you think about the show that they put out? Have you seen it? Do you want to see it?
What, the show?
Yeah.
About Pac to my life with his mom and so on and so forth growing up. Yeah.
Anything that has to do with Pac, I think it's very to be honest with you, because Pac is definitely a part of hip hop history. But at the end of the day, Pac was someone that I don't know. I never met him, but from what I read and from what I know, Pac was someone that kept it real 100% regardless. And
yes,
he was a female lover. He loved females. He was a respectable man, and he had to live up to a persona that he portrayed. And unfortunately, that happened. You know what I'm saying? So to me,
it was destructive.
It was destructive. So he had to, you know, one of the greatest lines by Eminem. I'm sorry. He said, willing to stick up my neck for respect if it meant life or death. So if I build up this persona, I said that this is going to happen when this happens, I have to live by it. And I think unfortunately, Pac fell victim to that.
Yeah.
I don't think Pac
I think
was,
that and I think
I,
the executive
absolutely.
And the,
I think
and
I,
the industry I think, had more to do with that.
Huh? But Chucho, that's kind of gate what you said.
I think the industry brought more light to it, but he was just a real dude that loved people, and then unfortunately it got misconstrued.
Try to live,
but,
So with Pac,
but he had
I think Pac
the corner. If I told
Pac
you that
was
this,
very
I'm
intellectual.
Gonna,
go ahead.
No, all I'm saying is that if I tell you that I'm going to do this when this happens, then I'm going to live up to it. And he was one of those victims where if I said, look, if you, that's like, I remember when I was in second grade, right? I'm going to tell you a story. When I was in second grade, I remember I remember looking at everybody. I had these pair of Felis, and I remember telling everybody, if you step on my sneaker, I'm a fuck you up. that's the God honest truth. I told every fucking body in the class.
Well, that's the up north thing.
If you have
don't
one step
on
my
cake,
I'm gonna fuck you up. So mm-hmm. my point is, if I say that and I say it out loud, whether I am that person or not, I have to live up to it.
Right.
That's it.
True.
I have to live up to it.
I agree. It was his demise.
So if you step
he
on
wanted
my
to play the role of the gangster, and that's what it was. Yep.
Okay. All right.
I agree.
So when he said, because his first album was talking about being behind a jail cell and his mother was looking into it, and he never been to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to live up to what the persona of what he knew and what was around him. So to me,
factual.
It's different. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, if I tell you this, then is it? Then he had to live up to a certain persona. But Pac wasn't half of. He was an amazing man, but he just wasn't. Unfortunately, he had to live
X.
up to the persona. He
was an
X. He portrayed.
You could say it. He was
yeah.
an X.
Yeah, he portrayed it. And that
I agree with that. Sure, I agree with that. Like.
And that's why
for me, Pac was the ultimate entertainer. He's going to give you shit that sells.
Right. I don't even look at it.
Pac was the first dude I saw on stage in an Armani suit. Who you know that spits gutter that's in an Armani suit? Pac?
Don't hate on the suit. Don't hate on the
team. I did. It looked good on him. Suspenders and all.
He brought that.
Like, Pac made it work.
He brought it. It was a gangster flag.
Pac made it work. Like, he's on stage spitting gangster shit with an Armani suit and suspenders. No niggas wearing suspenders.
It wasn't called suspenders. It was a jump.
we're gonna wrap it up because we got to go back to the music. You're tuning in with Penny and Chucho.
Stay on. We're gonna hear music.
Don't text us talking about hearing music. It was a bugle boy.
It was Oscar the God.
I'm fucking
on no
bye.
I was riding in the dope with the dope shit. Yeah, every day I need a dope flip. I was on some rope shit, a nigga was a pope pimp. Do or die, nigga fed me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide, got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick, so I had to double back. Hit him two times, I ain't new to this shit. Bitch, I'm true to this shit, and every morning I wake up and throw a game. Yeah, I just wanna be the dick. Fuck a bad insta bitch. Bunny rabbit off the rip, bunny rabbit Reese's lit, mighty mighty know his lit. All is well in this bitch, 100 shells in this bitch, 50 shells in this bitch, never tell in this bitch. Fuck 12, suck a dick. Fuck 12, suck a dick. Cutlass, hard talk, cut the top off. Hit Diego, he gon' hit me with the drop off. Tryna floss in the town, get your knocks off. Take your chain and your ring and your watch off. I just wanna be the dick. Fuck a bad insta bitch. Bunny rabbit off the rip. Bunny rabbit, wrist is lit. Freddy Corleone, fuck 12, suck a dick. Every day I need a dope flip. I was on some rope shit. A nigga was a pope pimp. Do or die. Nigga fed me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick, so I had to double back. Get him two times, I ain't new to this shit, bitch, I'm true to this shit. Every morning I wake up and throw a gang sign.
What he takes on that, ayy, what he rapping at, hey, at the Grammy still strapped, hey, I'm glowing cause a nigga straight, I'm happier than yesterday, we bout to beat the homie case, tears on his daughter face, just trying to help with what I make, hey,
Is it just feelings or rap lines? He get wet, he ain't baptized. No white man gon' save mine. Bill won't help my waistline. Still gon' die for my groove line. Goddamn right as fuck one time. Way too crip to go live. You take one, we take nine. We don't stop at stop sign. Might get 50 and that's fine. Just might pop, I keep trying.
Every day I need a dope flip. I was on some broke shit. A nigga was a pope pimp. Do or die. Nigga fed me on some mo shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick. So if I had a double back, get him two times. I ain't new to this shit. Bitch, I'm true to this shit. Every morning I wake up and throw a gang sign.
Been the best since I stepped in. Bring a hooker to the motherfucking Jetson. In the sack, break a bag like a redskin. Need the dough like I'm trying to get the bread thin. Tree to make the head spin. Every season play the corner like I'm Revis. Light sees a heavy bearded like I'm Jesus. New York City, Queensboro be the backdrop. I bring it back to on the benches, need a black top. Big things see me moving like a Sasquatch. Money, I'm in pursuit, Cuccio inside the boot. Bitches are on display, get brain inside the coupe. Shift gears, this with the left, which means I'm on the right. Get paid by any means, you hold it, say goodnight, kid. Two fingers hold the potion when I'm smoking. Slow motion, snap and snap out the ocean. In my lungs go to drugs like the red cheese. Red leaf lettuce, blood money on the bench seat. 12 courses, laid up on a long table. Age wine got me spinning like a cradle. For fly women, use a condom cause it's fatal. Hazel eye bitches always blazing up the basil. The red razor carving features in your facial. Creeping corona, pumping in the Villalona. Puffing cheap in the street by the teamy corner. Do no stop by me, motherfuckers are sloppy. I'm the captain of the rap, you talking up about. Up in Niagara Falls, make your wifey suck a bag of balls. I'm sick, just like a magic cough. Same person on camera, or when the motherfucking camera off. Hair strength in the desert can knock a camel off. Sheep straight at a scrub to let the hammers off. Off the bullshit, whole click, roll thick, no shit. Piss drunk and they smoke sticks. Not a word of English, but they hold a 4/5. Feel a jumpsuit, sandals, know the whole
young
shit.
Young kids walking around, got the Desi in here. Going
boom, shakalaka,
like it's NBA Jam. Never speak the fuzz.
Ayo, they made it, you, we cheat the drugs.
Tap out the reefer, show them how to use your sneakers, cuz. The roasted peppers, sweet tomatoes, heirloom. We on the beach, fresh the beach, and we in Cancun. Fly curly, curly hair is getting ran through. We in the shower, give me head, shampoo. Swimming drunk, shoe accentuate the ankle. Eyes blue, put the children money in the bank. Oh, Giuseppe Franco, take the cash and tango. A straight stone, sly, thank you. Bye, peace, one, fuck you.
Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. This ain't rap music, this straight literature. Small-minded nigga, all your ideas miniature. They tend to hate on you when they can't get rid of you. I ain't going nowhere, 20-year career minimum. Call Hit Boy for beats, ask for 10 of them. I don't follow trends, my nigga, I swing the pendulum. If the bitch bag a dick shit, I'm gon' give her some. Let's reflect times, I try to collect minds from complex rhymes. And by the way, shout out Tech 9, Go and shut the fuck up, just let me talk, nigga. I'm a time bomb that's waiting to go off, nigga. Quite nuclear, amazing what fame could do to ya. Too peculiar, although I'm truly a renaissance starter. My mind divine, this should take me a lot farther. Growing up, should I really have beef with my father? But why bother explaining my feelings? Try harder, but either way they gon' paint you the villain. 8 months with no phone, dog, we aiming for brilliance. High level maintaining the building, nigga, we making a killing. Alright, my flow sinister. This ain't rap music, this straight literature. Small-minded nigga, all your ideas miniature. They tend to hate on you when they can't get rid of you. A wise man told me that silence never betrayed him. Keep your mouth shut, cause niggas got ultimatum. Stupid situations, the tongue often creates them. The motor mouth nigga is usually causing mayhem.
Lil Tune, flow sinister. I'ma finish him. Many men gon' need ministers. I ain't mending them. Enemies, I'm the enema. I'ma shit on them. Just like my keys, drop my genitals. On a dental work, my thoughts I keep confidential. It's consequential. Philosophies unidentical. I'm not into ya. My Siamese brother Benjamin. That's how I stick to him. These diamond beads, all VBs. I call them biblical. Skating underneath a bridge. Stay hustling as it is. Make money, feed the kids. Ain't nothing in the fridge. Wake up, repeat the sins. 8 blunts, I need a 10. Stay muddy to the lid. 800, eat a dick.
Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. Yeah. This ain't rap music, this straight literature. Small-minded nigga, all your ideas miniature. Yeah. They tend to hate on you when they can't get rid of you. I ain't going nowhere, 20-year career minimum. Call hit boy for beats, ask for 10 of them. I don't follow trends, my nigga, I swing the pendulum. If the bitch bag a dick shit, I'm gonna give her some. Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. Never lied in my rhymes, you can go ask Jennifer, that's my mom's name. I create and find change, my mind frame ensures that forever I reign, motherfucker.
Shit don't feel as good as it looks. I'ma keep it real with you. I'm straight though. The street shit made me what I am today, niggas.
No, I went so hard for this shit. I deserve this shit, niggas.
Ah. What you coming, nigga? This ain't my story about rags to riches. More about how I mastered physics. In a game, I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was business. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over 500,000. Kameezy, no good. Don't be surprised I'll last these niggas. It's like they put out a smash, then they gone in a flash, admit it. And then they make tracks and disses like that's gonna add up the digits. They showing fake racks and pictures like that's gonna attract the bitches. That was really me, nigga. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Only difference is I'm living. And I would've whacked one of them niggas who knew that after drug dealing, I'd still be casual, spending mil plus annual income. So here's my manual and some. And this Eastside shit's stealing me. My ability to turn words to imagery. Probably the reason they gon' remember me. Figure we walk the tightrope with a feline's agility. The streets did so much shit to me, I could never live civilly. I can never leave the scene without checking my mirrors visually. Come with that energy, cause some shit gon' always stick with me. They wanna know what I brought to Griselda. I say validity. They asking what work that niggas put in. I'm like, but didn't we? Problems, then I correct. Through the obstacles, I progress. Illogical for them to feel they responsible for our success. Besides Kanye West, tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm kinda perplexed. It's about time that I got my respect. The butcher, nigga. Let's go.
About time that I got my respect. It's the butcher, nigga. Yeah. Cold fucking world. Brazil the shit, you know what I mean? You know what it is, nigga. When I show up, I'm on 10, nigga, not 9. On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck. Power out, his sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions. Around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying. But the guns and the drug bars that y'all relying. Got these nerves thinking that you niggas hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying. Stretching the truth, no I never stressed in the booth. They feel the pressure, me I feel like I just left them a seuss. Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is proof. I put your favorite rapper neck in a noose, never letting them loose. Cold world, the heat a blast of your speaker. He the last of Mohicans, no weaklings last in my sneakers. Nigga want me on the song, he gon' see the wrath of the reaper. I'm probably gon' go to hell if Jesus asked for a feature. I'm higher than niggas and don't need a bag full of reefer. Some see the glass is empty, I see a glass full of ether. Collecting his bread and mass like he a Catholic preacher. Just to count a nigga cash, you might need a calculus teacher. Eureka, Einstein on the brink of the theory of relativity. Really no MC equal. Feel me, Copen be lethal. Crip like an old MTV show. Oh God, the best rapper alive. Headshot, now go and ask the best rappers that died. They tell you he never lied. Yeah. Tenor talk.
You are tuning into The Fix with Chantel and Benny. I played Shiraz by Action Bronson, Sinister by Lil Wayne, and John P. J. Cole by Benny the Butcher. So we got about 16 minutes left to wrap up a couple more topics to go on. So let's see what we got here. See what our other rumors are. So there's a lot of IAs, things that have been happening where they've been having the artificial intelligence take over rappers and make different rappers to go off of different songs. And it's just been fucking crazy. So I think it's a disrespect to the music that people have made. I think it's pretty fucked up that you would have, you know, Drake going over another person's song or vice versa. So Will.i.am wants to protect his facial mask from AI. So Will.i.am has become the latest hip-hop celebrity to speak out against the rise of artificial intelligence, claiming he wants to protect his face from the new technology. The Black Eyed Peas founder stopped by SiriusXM on Friday, where he spoke extensively to DJ Who Kid and his co-host Mac and Jen about the growing influence of AI. The co-host asked him whether he believes that artists should be concerned about this new technology, and the Let's Get It Started rapper didn't hold back on his thoughts. We all have voices and everyone's compromised because there are no rights or ownership to your own facial mask or your voice frequency, he said. So forget song banks. People calling up your banks pretending to be you. Forget songs, just family matters and wiring money. You're getting a FaceTime on a Zoom call, and because there's no intelligence on the call, there's nothing to authenticate AI call or a person call. He continued, That's the urgent thing, protecting our facial mask. I am my face mask. I don't own that. I own the rights to I Got a Feeling. I own the rights to songs I wrote, but I don't own the rights to my face or my voice. There's new laws and new industries about to boost. This time next year, you'll be like Will.i.am said that on that radio station. Fact is, there are all new perimeters that we are trying to navigate around because the technology that is amazing, and with the amazingness comes regulations and governance that we have yet to implement. So, what do you feel about the artificial intelligence when it comes to your face recognition? I mean, your face and your voice, that you have no control over that.
Well, fuck my face and my voice. If it's my face, that's a different thing. But my voice, I'm sorry. To hear Timberland go on TikTok and say, I never got a chance to work with Biggie, but this is the first thing that sounded right, and it kind of halfway almost sounded right. It was kind of dope to hear Biggie, even if it's AI, on a Timbo beat. Kind of felt dope. So I shut the fuck up. But the in essence, the whole AI shit, I think it's wrong. I just think it's a way for us to hear past artists. We've heard Tupac with AI. We've heard Biggie with AI. But
it's not just past artists, though. They're new artists. It's Drake. It's J. Cole. It's Rihanna.
Well, I've heard the most popular
artists.
Ones. The most popular ones was, for me, that I've seen, was Pac doing P.I.M.P. and it was Biggie on a Timbo beat. Now, again, dope to hear. If it really sounds like them, dope to hear. But I don't just follow hip-hop. I just don't follow hip-hop. If you are a music lover, then you're going to want to listen to other artists. And they don't sound right. They're just doing the most popular, Pac and Big.
It's computerized.
They're not doing
voices,
the Joe Cocker.
It's...
Everybody knows...
the Wonder Years, pretty much. Joe Cocker has a very distinct voice. They don't do Joe Cocker. They don't do Mighty Waters.
Because it's just hip-hop. It's just hip-hop. It's just the most hip-hop. Recent artist that, yeah. So, I mean, it's,
right.
It's kind of, I feel like it's kind of disrespect. It's kind of fucked up. I don't really,
where
really care for it. I don't know. I don't really care for it, though. But let's see what happens. Because supposedly Drake and Weeknd had a AI song come out, and it hit numbers. And I actually heard it because my sister put me on. So
it hit
wasn't
numbers?
Bad. It's just, it did. And it was them, and it was weird. And it was weird, but it was good. I don't even know how to explain it. It just wasn't. It was just, it wasn't meant to be together, but yet it wasn't a bad song. Like, it had bass, it was pretty dope, it just wasn't meant to be together. So, we're going to do one more topic, and then I guess hit with two more songs before we end the show. But Lupe Fiasco cares more about this than sales or your list. So Lupe Fiasco isn't worried about the sales or any publication's list of who the top rappers of all times are. He just wants to come with the bars. On Tuesday, May 3rd, a fan tweeted that the Chicago native is the best lyricist out right now. Retweeting the post, Lupe wrote how he only cares about that plus his gig at Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the Spoken of Spoken Art, which per their bio is an educational group whose goal is to introduce rappers to the fields of linguistics and semiotics in the environment of their peers.
From Massachusetts?
So as a rapper in this, it's a, you threw me off. It's an institute of technology. It's MIT. And it was the Spoken,
I'm sorry,
the Society of the Spoken
Arts.
That's
right. Okay.
That's where this school is. And so as a rapper in this stage of my life, all I really care about is lyrics. Lupe wrote, I don't care about sales, lists, radio stations, podcasts, playlists, beats, choruses, hooks, features, videos, contracts, advances, awards, views, follower accounts, battles, or interviews. He just cares about his music, his lyricist, spitting the best. So in addition to being a visiting professor at MIT since 2022, Lupe Fiasco was named a Saybrook Fellow at Yale University in March, which I didn't even know that. So big up to Chi-Town. The announcement was shared on Twitter by the Chicago native, who referred to Yale as his other favorite school outside of MIT. So that's pretty dope, Chicago. That's, you know, people sleep on Lupe. I think he's just not one of those people who need to be seen but yet need to be heard. I've always fucked with Lupe since the very beginning. So with that, I just think that's pretty dope that he is not pushing the narrative that you have to be a part of all that to be heard. That's always been the one thing of hip-hop that I've always loved is the underground music. It's being able to hear the real and shit and not the commercialized artistry, I want to say. So.
No, you're right.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think Lupe is dope lyrically. But I think one thing you're missing is that Lupe said, full-fledged, if Joe's not part of the whole slaughterhouse, he want to take Joe's place.
Uh-huh.
And Royce's response, and I love Royce. I love Royce. Because Royce is one of the only artists that I know that's never been outdone by M on the track. But Royce said, don't want to replace Joe, but you yourself, with your skill, is enough. So to speak. Paraphrasing, obviously. Lupe's nice. Lupe's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty
I
dope.
Think
very happy for the Chicago native. That is
I think Lupe lost his traction because he was still hanging on Kanye. And Kanye went left on some extra shit. But lyrically, if you listen to Lupe, Lupe's disgusting.
Yeah, he's sick with the flow.
Lupe,
but Now it concludes our show. This has been very interesting.
Chucho dropped out. We try to get him back
again,
in.
Yeah,
Chucho dropped out.
It's all right, though. So we have 6 minutes. We're going to go ahead and jump on to some more music to end the night. It's been great. And hopefully we'll do this again in about 2 weeks. So.
Peace, punch, camera
Let's
crunch.
Get back
Love yourself
to
first.
The music.
All day.
Having more babies than Lauren. She started showing early. As of late, I realized that this is a fate or destiny to bring the best to me. It's like God is testing me. In retrospect, I see she brought life and death to me. Peace to us collectively, live and direct. When we perform at this coffee stop, chicks and white dudes. Over her, I got into it with that nigga Ice Cube. Now the fight moves to a life, making the right moves. Besides God and family, you my life's jewel.
Like that, y'all.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. I'm about to take you to the
chain, 21 pounds. I'm not a typical arrogant American on prescribed medicine. I'm sick as I ever been. Rolling out of the dealership in the McLaren. These rappers is Peter Pan, I'm Pan-African. Space invader blacking them. Mixing Alexander McQueen with Hayter Ackerman. Real rapture in the form of a living man. I don't give a damn, not a mortal can test me. See, I don't get a chance. I'm a high priest and a wild beast. Once warrior, now chief. The mouthpiece of the foul east. And I'm a rock'em sock'em robot hop. I drop bombs, any flow I got. Come at you like dot coms, you should know why I'm not. For the run of the mill drill, I'm still trill. The flamethrower, the real deal. I don't coincide with the oddness, your highness. It's with a pantheon of the gods, as I promise. I know for being brutally honest. If lyricism is fairer true to you, then rewind this. I'ma kill him, but it ain't about to be with kindness. I believe the industry about to see a conquest. Changing of the mindset, money's just a concept. Never been an object, even when my mother was living up in the project. Now my rating is high than young Richard Pryde get. Still speaking my mind, just in a different dialect.
It takes two to make anthropology, the student and the studied. That being the case, it is time for the study to examine the student and to evaluate its own
self. I said, I've seen it all, I had it all, and I ain't mad at all. This rapper talks gravitas like a cannonball, staying up all night, throwing my sleep pattern off. I need a doctor on call, a Keith Adderall. Position of my commission is trilateral. You fucking with me, you tripping for trying that at all. I mess around, make a call, get the gat involved. I know people, it's a small world after all. My credit card say it's all world at the mall. My broad looking like the Cinderella at the ball. Reborn every January like a Capricorn. From downtown, no Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. It's yours truly, I'm Paul Mooney, I'm George Clooney. I'm fully immersed in the craft, bringing awards to me. The bass player said he gon' sue me. I gave the finger to him, the Lord gave a round of applause to me. My soul winning, I've been gon' tenin'. Cold sinning, scroll pinning, nigga gone till it's no limit. The vision came to me so vivid. My observation wasn't money for the taking, I'ma go and get it. Y'all know my everyday lay no costume. I murk rappers and they can't play no possum. Another studio, but it's the same old outcome. I told my niggas far, this is big.